第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Your gold necklace is so nice. I want to buy one for my wife.
Thanks. I think it can hold its value well. I bought it.
Shush, Mr. Longman is coming towards us with the meeting papers.
The waterfall in this photo looks familiar.
It has appeared in many TV dramas, and as a result, lots of tourists visit it every day.
It explains the matter. Thanks to e-commerce platforms and video bloggers,The local specialities in my hometown can be traded all over China, which is entirely unexpected.
To some extent it is true, but many videos are too commercial. False online advertisements are emerging in an endless stream.
I just found a mouse when I was cleaning my room. Please help me get it out of here.
All right. Well, I looked around, but I didn't find it. Maybe it has escaped through the window. Anyway, I have to go to the gym now. Are there any workers in the burning factory?
It is supposed to be empty because they only work on weekdays.
But the factory is so badly damaged that they won't be able to work tomorrow.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
The freshmen will start their military training this month.
Yeah.It was extremely hot during our military training at this time last year.
It remains fresh in my memory. I got made to do 80 jumping jacks for being late.
It was so funny. I sang a song in front of others during a break in our military training. I remember some students also performed various dances. It's still nice to think about it.
The freshmen will start their military training this month.
Yeah, it was extremely hot during our military training at this time last year.
It remains fresh in my memory. I got made to do 80 jumping jacks for being late.
It was so funny. I sang a song in front of others during a break in our military training. I remember some students also performed various dances. It's still nice to think about it. Hello, what can I do for you?
I'd like a flight from New York to Boston, leaving on the 3rd.
Sorry, the flights on the 3rd are fully booked.
I am out of luck. The same is true of another airline.
What about the 4th?
Unfortunately, that won't work for me. I'm not going on a tour. I'm meeting an important business partner. Being punctual is crucial for my chances of securing the contract.
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, please tell me what flights are available on the 2nd.
Hello, what can I do for you?
I'd like a flight from New York to Boston, leaving on the 3rd.
Sorry, the flights on the 3rd are fully booked.
I am out of luck. The same is true of another airline.
What about the 4th?
Unfortunately, that won't work for me. I'm not going on a tour. I'm meeting an important business partner. Being punctual is crucial for my chances of securing the contract.
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, please tell me what flights are available on the 2nd. I heard you took charge of the red carpet interview for the film festival yesterday.
Yes, I'm so proud. I had the opportunity of interviewing many movie stars, including my favorite actress, Anna. She succeeded in earning the Best Actress Award. While the award-winning film isn't my personal favorite, I do believe it deserves the award.
Oh, that's great to hear. Unfortunately, I missed your interview part because of an emergency meeting. Would you mind if we watch it now?
Not at all. You know, I always strive to do my best, so I'm sure it won't let you down. Plus, your favorite movie actor, Colin, is in the interview.
What are we waiting for? Let's get started. I heard you took charge of the red carpet interview for the film festival yesterday.
Yes, I'm so proud. I had the opportunity of interviewing many movie stars, including my favorite actress, Anna. She succeeded in earning the Best Actress Award. While the award-winning film isn't my personal favorite, I do believe it deserves the award.
Oh, that's great to hear. Unfortunately, I missed your interview part because of an emergency meeting. Would you mind if we watch it now?
Not at all. You know, I always strive to do my best, so I'm sure it won't let you down. Plus, your favorite movie actor, Colin, is in the interview.
What are we waiting for? Let's get started.
Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Peter Barnes. I recently graduated with a degree in computer science from Carnegie Mellon University. During my studies, I developed a strong passion for software development and worked on various projects, including an internship at ABC Tech, where I gained some experience in programming.
That sounds impressive. We value teamwork here. Can you provide an example of a time when you worked effectively in a team?
Absolutely. During my senior year, I participated in a group project. I took on the task of making slides. I actively listened to everyone else's ideas and maintained a positive atmosphere. We delivered the project on time and won first place.
Excellent. Attention to detail is also crucial in our industry. How do you ensure the accuracy of your work?
Before starting a task, I carefully analyze the requirements, break it down into smaller subtasks, and create a detailed plan. Additionally, I always ask for and welcome feedback from others to continuously minimize errors.
Good. I appreciate employees who take the initiative in their work. Finally, do you have any questions for us?
Yes, I'd like to inquire about the professional development opportunities within the company.
Sure. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Peter Barnes. I recently graduated with a degree in computer science from Carnegie Mellon University. During my studies, I developed a strong passion for software development and worked on various projects, including an internship at ABC Tech, where I gained some experience in programming.
That sounds impressive. We value teamwork here. Can you provide an example of a time when you worked effectively in a team?
Absolutely. During my senior year, I participated in a group project. I took on the task of making slides. I actively listened to everyone else's ideas and maintained a positive atmosphere. We delivered the project on time and won first place.
Excellent. Attention to detail is also crucial in our industry. How do you ensure the accuracy of your work?
Before starting a task, I carefully analyze the requirements, break it down into smaller subtasks, and create a detailed plan. Additionally, I always ask for and welcome feedback from others to continuously minimize errors.
Good. I appreciate employees who take the initiative in their work. Finally, do you have any questions for us?
Yes, I'd like to inquire about the professional development opportunities within the company.
Sure. What do disabled travelers look for when choosing a city to visit? In 2018, the value of the so-called Purple Pound, the spending power of disabled people, to UK tourism was estimated at £15.3 billion, while 27 million travelers with disabilities in the US took 81 million trips and spent about $58.7 billion. £45.8 billion in that same year. There was a survey about a city's appeal to disabled travellers. Now let's find out what the respondents think of the top three cities, Singapore, Las Vegas, and Sydney. According to Nilesh Joshi, who has mobility challenges but doesn't use a wheelchair, Singapore allows me to independently move around using public transport. Overwhelmingly, however, the most important factor for survey respondents was not physical accessibility, but being treated with understanding and respect. Joshi said, "Always smiling, welcoming and helpful, the people of Singapore make a big difference for the disabled to feel accepted and looked after." Besides, one of Singapore's major tourist attractions, Gardens by the Bay, is fully wheelchair accessible. According to prominent wheelchair blogger John Morris, who visits Las Vegas 3 or 4 times a year, the city has one of the highest concentrations of accessible hotel rooms in the world. Julie Jones, publisher of Travel Without Limits, the world's only print magazine dedicated to accessible travel, praises Sydney's accessibility. She said, "The majority of the public transport system is accessible to wheelchair users." What do disabled travellers look for when choosing a city to visit? In 2018, the value of the so-called purple pound, the spending power of disabled people, to UK tourism was estimated at £15.3 billion, while 27 million travellers with disabilities in the US took 81 million trips and spent about $58.7 billion, £45.8 billion, in that same year. There was a survey about a city's appeal to disabled travellers. Now let's find out what the respondents think of the top three cities: Singapore, Las Vegas and Sydney. According to Nilesh Joshi, who has mobility challenges but doesn't use a wheelchair, "Singapore allows me to independently move around using public transport. Overwhelmingly, however, the most important factor for survey respondents was not physical accessibility, but being treated with understanding and respect." Joshi said, "Always smiling, welcoming and helpful, the people of Singapore make a big difference for the disabled to feel accepted and looked after. Besides, one of Singapore's major tourist attractions, Gardens by the Bay, is fully wheelchair accessible." According to prominent wheelchair blogger John Morris, who visits Las Vegas 3 or 4 times a year, the city has one of the highest concentrations of accessible hotel rooms in the world. Julie Jones, publisher of Travel Without Limits, the world's only print magazine dedicated to accessible travel, praises Sydney's accessibility. She said, "The majority of the public transport system is accessible to wheelchair users."
第二节到此结束。